Ray, how you doing, my man?
I'm doing well. I am. That was a long time ago, that trade.
Yeah, 1990, actually. I was graduating high school that year.
Oh, fantastic. Really happy for you. Which time? Which crack at graduation was that?
Thankfully, it was one and done for this kid. Right, so much has gone on since we talked. Of course, Canada, the World Championships, dominating performance. But, I guess I get your thoughts having watched it. I spoke to Taylor Hall. I had an article today in the Journal. I'll have kind of part two tomorrow on OilersNation.com about it. And I mean, he sounded like just a completely different player, you know, having some winning success, being part of a winning team. What did you see in how he played watching every game live?
He looked terrific. He started really fast. He hit a little bit of a lull comparatively, I guess, in the middle of the tournament, and then was terrific at the end. And Eberle maybe was a little bit of a slower starter, and then the two of them on the flanks of Crosby were Canada's most, it's hard to say they were their most dangerous line, given they scored, 80 goals in the tournament. They were a terrific line. And I guess what I saw was a guy that was confident, a guy that was excited, a guy that expected to score instead of hoping to score. And, I read the first part, Jason, of your article where, he's talking about being more comfortable being in a leadership role. And it's really difficult to be a leader on a terrible team,
mm-hmm.
on a team that loses all. Like, where do you lead?
Yeah.
I mean, everybody's so worried about themselves because, let's face it, I mean, you're all kind of hanging on by your fingernails, even though you've got, a great contract that both he and Eberle and Nugent Hopkins have. It's kind of difficult to, to do more than what you have. You're on four head coaches in 4 years or whatever it was. You've been hurt a lot. People expect a lot from you. And, I mean, there's no speech to give. You're not going to turn the ship by yourself. And so now, he's 4 or 5 years in the league. He's had some success. They've got a better team. Quite frankly, they have a better coach. They've got a better management group that will be in place, or a different management group. Better will be judged in the future. But Everything is kind of turned to a positive road that they're on, as opposed to what they've been for his whole career, where it was, maybe this could be better. Now you look at it, and I would say expectations are that they will be better. They'll be more organized. They'll be less reliant on one or two players. They'll be a more complete team, and that is, for him, will be an easier way to lead, because he doesn't have to try and lead something that was, quite frankly, was unleadable.
Now, Ray, obviously, Team Canada's a heck of a lot different than Team Edmonton Oiler the way it's been the last few years, but you make good points. Now, Todd McLellan had a hand in that, and when you're playing with Sidney Crosby, that's a luxury. He comes back here. That's got to be a good starting point. Not a finishing point, but a starting point with two of the key guys on this hockey club. Some trust there, some success there. And I don't know if it spreads, but it certainly can't be a negative with what's happened here in recent years.
No, and how it'll spread is guaranteed by the time these guys, Eberle and Hall, are back in Canada for 3 weeks. They've talked to their buddies on the team. One of the first questions is going to be, after, hey, how was the trip, was going to be, okay, what's McLellan like? And so now Hall and Eberle have both had an incredibly positive experience. And so the first touch of Todd McLellan from all of these players is going to be through Eberle and Hall. And would you not think the message is going to be incredibly positive? Now there is, you go from, from Ralph Kruger to Dallas Eakins to Todd Nelson, and everybody does what they do, but Todd McLellan has would have greater pedigree to these players than any of those coaches would have. And so as soon as I've been around Todd quite a bit, as soon as you hear him speak, as soon as you hear him deliver his message, it's it's one that players will take to in a hurry. And that's great. If you don't have the players, you can have the best message in the world. Like, Mike Babcock's going to have a great message in Toronto, but guess what? They don't have a good enough team. So the message will likely be followed, but to what degree? In Edmonton, the message will be much clearer, will be much more succinct, will be much more easily accepted by the players because of Todd's stature. Because don't forget, it doesn't matter what me and you think, Robin. And Jason, we're older guys. These are 21, 2, and 3-year-old kids. They look at Todd McLellan like he's been around forever.
Mm-hmm.
And Todd, comparatively, is a young coach. He's not an old guy. But to them, he's a veteran guy that's coached really good teams and teams that have kicked the heck out of Edmonton for a long time. So they look at him, and they're going to accept the message. Edmonton's got this. The only thing the Oilers have done wrong so far this offseason is not buy lottery tickets. I guess they won their only lottery, but they should go to Vegas. Everything has come up roses for them so far. They've got a experienced, respected general manager. They've got an excellent coach. They win the lottery and they end up with a generational player. Two of their stars go to the world championships and win gold medals. Like, what could be better?
Yep.
For them so far. Now, we'll see how the draft plays out. We'll see what they do with that second pick. Do they trade it for somebody? They got to get a goalie. They can't go into next year, and they won't go into next year with their current goaltending. And so, how could they not be better?
I agree with you. It's virtually impossible to be worse considering how bad they've been for the last few years and out of it so early.
You know what, Jason? I didn't even phrase that right. Yeah. How could they not be considerably better?
Yeah, fair point.
Not just by it, oh, great, they go from 28th or 9th to 26th. No, they should be. Assuming they get a quality goaltender and another defenseman, which I think I think they'll find the way to do that. You're looking at a team that's not quite a playoff team, but is in that mix where you go, wow, they're playing games that mean something way later in the year.
Yeah, agreed. Ray Ferraro from TSN. Like, I think 85 points would be that's a huge boost for the Edmonton Oilers. That's like 25 points, basically. And, that would have you at least in the conversation of meaningful games in February and March, which would, I think, be a huge boost.
And I don't think that's out of the mix.
No, I agree.
I don't, like, in the past, you could say, oh, maybe this could happen and that could happen and these three guys could have career years. That's not what needs to happen. And that's, in my opinion, that's not what's going to happen. Like, you're looking at Connor McDavid, who is, I think he's probably a 40 to 50 point centerman as an 18-year-old. I think he's a 50 point guy.
Yep.
Like, 50 points as an 18-year-old is remarkable. And then now you've got Nugent Hopkins, who's healthy and older. You've got Hall and Eberle. If Pouliot starts like he finished, now you're in business.
Yeah.
There's no way around from the blue line back has to be improved.
Cool.
Like, I watched Oscar Klefbom, and I was like, wow, you know what? He looks like an NHL defenseman.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know that he looks like a top pair defenseman, but he's 23.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't have to be. Ideally, he doesn't have to be. But he looked like a really confident, mobile, solid defender.
How good? What did you think of Lander?
Oh, I thought Lander was terrific.
Yeah.
So now, it's funny. So Dreisaitl's done so well, I'm starting to read some things. You know, well, maybe he could start the year here. Maybe he could, but you don't have to.
No.
You don't have to. You don't have to do that. You're already going to have Nugent Hopkins and McDavid. You don't need Dreisaitl there. He should go play 30 games. Now, how has playing in junior and getting a boatload of points here in the Memorial Cup run, how has that hurt him? It hasn't.
No.
Hasn't hurt him at all. Anton Lander's an NHL centerman. Absolutely. If he's your third guy, you're probably in pretty good hands. Like, I was really impressed with him. He's a harder player than I knew about. He's a better skater. He makes good plays with the puck. I think his home is going to be as a number three centerman.
Yeah, and the thing he showed, Ray, he needed a lot to his game because it never translated from the American Hockey League to here. he showed that offensive confidence at times. Doesn't project as an offensive player, but a third line guy who can maybe get 15 goals. I saw that this year.
For sure, but what did he need? He needed two things. He needed the time to adapt to the North American game. And then two, which probably took longer than other people were hoping for, but it's there. And two was he needed an opportunity.
Yep.
Because you can have it, and if the opportunity doesn't present itself, well, then how can you take advantage of it? But when the opportunity's there, you have to take advantage. And Anton Lander, to me, has done that. Now, one thing, I don't know how it's played there, but the Oilers got signed and are bringing over Anton Slepyshev.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That kid's a player. He's a player.
Yeah.
He's not going to be 3 years in the American League. He's going to be in the American League because he has to learn to play in the North American game, but he's got size, he can shoot the puck, he can score, he works really hard. I saw him at the World Junior Tournament. I love the kid. Like, that's another player that Edmonton has. Not at their fingertips yet. You know, he's a little farther than that, but he's not 3 years in the American League.
No, I wholeheartedly agree with you there. And, you know, the Oilers finally are getting some depth in the organization, you know, and some bigger skill depth, right? Like, it's great to have a few, but you got having some big skill guys, like, that's why, to me, a lot of people talk, well, maybe Draisaitl doesn't make it. Well, maybe you trade him. I'm like, whoa. They're finally going to get a big centerman. It doesn't have to be this year, but, you know, there's not, you look at Ryan Getzlaff and Kopitar,
but
man.
Where's the crime in having too many players?
Yeah, exactly.
You've got 12 forwards. You don't have to have 12 forwards. You're allowed to have 18 forwards. And by the way, here's another thing about size. Now, clearly Anaheim is much bigger than Chicago. But how's Teuvo Teravainen looking to you?
Yeah.
The guy weighs 166 pounds.
Plays big.
Yeah. It's good to have a few guys like that, but
No. I'm saying that the size is kind of, remember there was a time there you needed to be 6'3" and 220 pounds, everybody it seemed like. And now it's come back the other way a little bit. And a guy like Tyler Johnson or a guy like Teravainen, they become players that you look at and you go, oh, those guys can succeed. You've got to be strong. You've got to be, certainly you have to be able to skate. The one separator now is that if you can't go, if you don't have a motor, you're not going to be able to make it because the game just goes so fast. And so, Slepyshev, I think, is around 200 pounds. So he's already big enough. He might even be a little lighter by the time he gets into man shape as opposed to, you know, to young teenager shape. So you've already got size there. You've got skill. Now you're starting to have enough people around that you might have to make a choice. Geez, isn't that great? As opposed to, here, wear this jersey and it's yours. You want those guys to fight for their position.
Yeah. Now, Ray, KHL, you know, numbers are outside of the NHL, or it's often hard to see how they might translate one day. I was watching about 7 minutes worth of Slepyshev the other day. He looks like he's got a heavy shot, plus he's got some finish around the net. His numbers weren't ridiculous, but let's say a year from now, let's go next year, where does he project in your mind in terms of offense?
It's hard to say, Robin. It really is, because the KHL numbers are they're tough to read because,
yeah,
I don't know the league well enough. I look at Steve Moses, who led the league in goals this year, and I want to say he had 36. You know, and Steve Moses signed a 1 year deal in Columbus,
mm-hmm,
but 36 is is 12 a good year? You know, one third of the leader, is that, you know, I don't know. But I'm thinking that at the American League level, if you look at the American League, Teemu Polkinen, who missed the last 2 months because he was on recall in Detroit, he led the league with 34 goals. Right? It's not like he had 70. Even though he was gone, he had 34. Nobody else had it. Nobody else had. I think there was only one other guy with 30 goals. So, if Slepyshev's scoring 15 to 17 goals as a 20-year-old, I think that's a terrific year. Like, I think that would be a really good year. And then what you'd like to see is, you know, I guess I'm kind of getting around the question because I don't really want to put a number on it,
mm-hmm,
is that, You want to see him have a solid first year, and then you want to see growth into that second year, ideally. And in the first half of the year, he plays himself out of the American League. That's what you'd like to see. You'd like to see him get to the point where he's scoring two goals every four games on a consistent basis, and you go, hey, guess what? This guy needs to move. And then if he does that, then you're looking at a third-line winger that can grow. Because that's really where they start. I mean, who comes to the NHL as a top-six forward on a good team? Who comes there? Nobody. Yeah. It doesn't happen.
Yeah. Well, because the good teams don't draft Connor McDavid's, right?
Well, they're not around.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, I mean, I'm sure, I'm almost positive the other 13 teams in the lottery would have liked to have had Connor McDavid.
Oh, man.
And the guys that are still playing, they would like to have Connor McDavid, too.
Could you
guess what? You don't get him.
Yeah. Imagine if Columbus or Dallas had won the lottery.
Well, I'm thinking, what if the most miraculous of craziness happened and L.A. won it?
Oh, jeez.
You know, like, I guess in a lottery.
It's possible.
And this is where when people were saying, oh, you know, Edmonton doesn't deserve McDavid. Nobody deserved him.
Nope.
It's a game of chance. If you were bad enough to be in the lottery, like if you were bad enough not to make the playoffs, then you got as much deserve, if you will, as the next guy. If your name got picked, you got it picked. I mean, hell, I was following it on Twitter. And, you know, the picks were coming out every 10 seconds. I still didn't understand who was in. You know, when they were saying, oh, the 2 and the 15 and the 10 ball, or I didn't even know what that meant.
Me neither.
You just want to know who gets McDavid.
Once Toronto's name came up, I'm like, well, I know there's three teams left, so yeah, now I'll pay attention.
But I will tell you one other thing. I watched Jack Eichel three times at that tournament.
Yeah.
And, you know, Buffalo didn't get the ugly stepsister here.
Oh, no.
I mean, you know, I know there's, you know, we talk about McDavid all the time in Canada, and rightfully so. But Jack Eichel is an incredible player.
Yeah.
He is strong. He is fast. He can really shoot the puck. I think he will be more of a power type player. I mean, he's not going to crash around, but he'll be able to use his size and weight where McDavid is just, you know, is a different player. In stature, Eichel looks a lot like Ryan Getzlaff on the ice. He uses a really long stick, really upright, like Getzlaff, but he's much faster, like incredibly good skater, strong. Now, who knows what kind of points he'll put up, because Getzlaff's one of the very best in the league. But Buffalo has got, they have got a centerpiece in Jack Eichel. That kid is really, really good.
Oh, yeah, I totally agree. Like, I know Tim Murray, I had to regret what he said right away, because I was like, what are you doing, man? This Eichel kid's going to be very special. It could easily be a draft like Ovechkin, Malkin, where you have two elite top-end offensive guys at 1-2 in the draft. I don't think anyone would be surprised. One quick one for you, Ray. If you're Todd McClellan and you're starting the season in Edmonton, who are you playing Connor McDavid with?
Whew. Well, I'm going to try. I would probably play him with Eberle before Hall.
Mm.
The reason being, both of those guys like to lug the puck, and you don't want it. You don't want it to. You don't want two guys wanting to carry the puck through the middle of the ice, because then you have a little bit of keep away. And I want both players to play to their strength. So if I have Hall with Nugent Hopkins, and I have Eberle and probably Pouliot.
Okay.
There, I think you're in. That's I think how I would go about it to start. The separator being the want to carry the puck. Like, I want Connor McDavid to be confident in doing what he does best. So I don't want him to get the puck and think, well, because Taylor Hall wants to carry it, I got to get it to Taylor all the time. I got to dish it off. Then you take away what he does. Like, the first time you guys watch Connor McDavid live carry the puck through the ice, you will be amazed that most guys slow down. He seems to get, I don't know how, but he seems to get quicker with the puck. He sees where he needs to get to, and then all of a sudden he's there.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. Taylor Hall said the one thing playing with Crosby was it really forced him, he felt, to play at a level he hadn't played at before. And he said it was great. And he talked about how, he's only watched McDavid, of course, on TV. And he said the exact same thing. He goes, man, I watch him through the neutral zone, and that's where I get excited. He really skates, and Hall felt like if he got a chance to play with him, that would only make his game better because he'd be on the move even more.
Well, put it this way. I don't know that there's a a wrong way.
Yeah.
But Todd McLellan doesn't know McDavid.
No.
He does know Taylor Hall. So I would suspect in the early part of camp, whatever they start with, if they start with Eberle with McDavid and Hall with Nugent Hopkins, 2 games into camp, they're going to flip it to take a look at that too. Like, now you've got a luxury of finding where these guys fit. And again, yeah, I would say in caution, remember he's 18. And that it's different being an 18-year-old today, even when Sid started. The league is better now than when Sid started. And I know there will be comparisons to the points that Crosby put up as an 18-year-old, but the league wasn't as good as it is now. And
right.
So there's going to be a bunch of unfair comparisons made all
Agreed.
Over the board because everybody wants to put their thumb on, I've got the comparison or I've got the marker, but he's an 18-year-old kid, and he's going to look different in January than he does in October, and he'll look different in April than he does in January.
Ray, always great to talk to you. We're going to talk to you again right after the draft and free agency because there'll be a lot happening.
Yeah, you know what? It's funny. I don't think free agency is going to be this big song and dance it's been in the past, but I think the draft, there's going to be all kinds of stuff going around.
And the Blackhawks got to move
well,
a lot.
How about this? The Hawks have to sign Brandon Saad before July 1st. Now, that gives them till October to get cap compliant because they'll be way over the mark again. But they've got to get Saad signed. And then they've got to make some decisions. That's going to happen.
Ray, have a good one. Have a month off. We'll see you. You going to the draft?
I will not be going to the draft.
All right. Well, we will talk to you after the draft.
Talk to you then.